Overview and Roles of Sexual Assault Response Coordinator and Victim Advocate.
This podcast is brought to you as a service by Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Programs. You can reach us toll-free at 866-854-0638 or email us at ffsp.cnrnw@navy.mil.
What constitutes sexual assault? Sexual assault is a crime. It is defined as intentional sexual contact characterized by the use of force, physical threat, or abuse of authority, or when the victim does not or cannot consent. Sexual assault includes rape, non-consensual sodomy, which might include oral or anal sex, indecent assault, which is unwanted, inappropriate sexual contact or fondling, or attempts to commit these acts. Sexual assault can occur without regard to gender or spousal relationship or age of the victim. Absence of consent. Sexual assault occurs when consent is not given for sexual contact. Lack of consent can be assumed regardless of whether a victim resists physically. Consent is also not given when a person uses force, threat of force, coercion, or when the victim is asleep, incapacitated, due to drugs, alcohol, or other foreign substances, or unconscious. Other sex-related offenses are defined as all other sexual acts or acts in violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, UCMJ, that do not meet the above definition of sexual assault or the definition of sexual harassment, as in DoD Directive 1350.2. Department of Defense Military Equal Opportunity. Examples of other sex-related offenses could include indecent acts with other service members and adultery. Examples of other sex-related offenses could include indecent acts with another service member or adultery. For the specific articles of sexual assault offenses under the UCMJ, see the Manual for Courts Martial, Article 120, Article 125, or Article 134. Responding to reports of sexual assault. The department is committed to providing you full and complete care, treatment, and counseling. Your installation will ensure that you receive all necessary services, even if it must obtain them from civilian providers. The position of Sexual Assault Response Coordinator, or SARC, has been established to coordinate sexual assault victim care. Upon receipt of a report of sexual assault, the SARC will assign a victim advocate, VA, to help you obtain necessary services and to provide crisis intervention, referral, and ongoing non-clinical support. Support will include providing information on available options and resources so that you can make informed decisions about your case. Your VA will accompany you if desired to interviews and appointments. Your VA will continue to assist you until you no longer feel a need for support. Role of the Sexual Assault Response Coordinator, the SARC. The Sexual Assault Response Coordinator, or SARC, is considered the center of gravity when it comes to ensuring that victims of sexual assault receive appropriate and responsive care. They serve as the single point of contact to coordinate sexual assault victim care. The term Sexual Assault Response Coordinator is a term utilized throughout the DoD and the services to facilitate communication and transparency regarding sexual assault response capability. What does the SARC do for the victim? They ensure that there is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week response capability. Ensure that appropriate care is coordinated and provided to victims. They track the services provided from initial report through final disposition. They advocate to ensure the views of the victim are considered in the decision-making process. They report directly to a senior installation or geographic commander. They provide the commander with a broader understanding of command climate in regards to sexual assault. They manage victim advocates during the performance of advocacy duties. They have oversight of all sexual assault cases. They assign a victim advocate to a case. They conduct sexual assault case management. They chair monthly case management meetings. They track and report sexual assault numbers. They track the dispositions of all military sexual assault cases monthly, quarterly, and annual reports. They also oversee training and education for victim advocates and for the community. They also oversee training and education for victim advocates, community, and responders. The role of the victim advocate. Victim advocates, or VAs, provide direct assistance to victims. They listen to victims' needs and then connect them with the appropriate resources, including medical care, mental health care, legal advice, and spiritual support. VAs work with the victims to help them make informed choices and then support them every step of the way. What does the VA do for the victim? They report directly to the Sexual Assault Response Coordinator for victim advocate duties. They're available to respond 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They provide ongoing non-clinical support. They facilitate care for the victim. They provide information on options and resources. They assist the victim with accessing resources. And they accompany the victim to appointments if desired. And they provide monthly case status updates to the victim.
If you have questions about this topic or want to gather more information, please call Fleet and Family Support Programs toll-free at 866-854-0638 or visit our website at www.navylifepnw.com, spelled N-A-V-Y-L-I-F-E-P-N-W.com. Thank you for listening.